when it comes to prepping and survival, if we're not careful, we get kind of locked in to a certain thought process. And a lot of people get into more of the lone wolf kind of idea. One of the things about history and the history of man is that we have worked together to build our society and to build groups of people. And all this has led to producing different type things that people need. And a lot of trading goes on. But a lot of these older processes have been lost. One of the things that we did this weekend was go to the Renaissance Festival. They hold them all over the country. The one we went to was the Carolina Renaissance Festival that's held every year in Charlotte, North Carolina, or outside, actually Huntersville. I'll have a link down below if you're ever interested in attending. Thousands and thousands of people go to these festivals. Of course, you know, there were a lot of different costumes and people go all out. and it's pretty interesting. And then there are people like me that just go just to observe and to watch and just to enjoy what they put together. This is a permanent facility, and it's held for 2 months every weekend during October, November, a really cool place. And the reason I brought this video to you was because of a lot of the ancient processes. People are making things right there, and they're doing demonstrations. This guy was a master at pottery. Obviously, he'd been doing it for a long time, and so he was showing his wares. We ended up buying quite a bit of pottery while we were there because, number one, it's beautiful. But in a primitive SHTF type situation, grid down, this could be important to be able to, you know, create bowls and plates and different things, utensils that you might need. But in my mind, I was thinking, this man can pass this along. Has the ability to, you know, show how to produce these different items. Another thing that was really cool was a blacksmith that was there. And not only was he showing and demonstrating, you know, some of the processes that go in, he was also instructing. And his processes were completely hands-on. I mean, there was nothing electronic going on. He had made the forge that he was using. The billows to make the air and to build that fire up. He was also going through a lot of the processes of blacksmithing and the art of blacksmithing, taking metal and forming it and into things that are usable. And one thing about an SHTF situation, there could be a lot of scrap metal around that could be used to make knives and swords, spears. He made armor. I mean, you name it. This guy had a lot of different wares. Now these people are selling these wares, and I'm going to have some links if you know, if I saw something and I was able to get the information where, you know, you could actually go and purchase some of this. And that's more of a thank you to these guys just for being there. There's also glass blowing, which of course can form into a lot of different things that we can use. And the guy that was doing the demonstration, he had made a lot of his different tools and the ovens. Using a barrel, you know, using things that fires, creating the fire to be able to produce, and then going through the different process. And again, this guy can teach and can pass that along. And so it's a really great resource to have these people that are performing these old ancient ways to do things that we can glean some information. There was also candle makers. Now, these guys weren't necessarily making candles here at this demonstration, but they were decorating the candles and going through some of the process. And, you know, it was just really fascinating to watch these guys that are masters at what they do put together a lot of these things. I mean, some of these candles ran up to $200 a piece, but it was really fascinating to watch and to see that, you know, we go into a store and we just pick up what we need. But how are these things made? What are the processes that are being done? And how can we use those later on in a grid down situation? Now, there was a girl there that was using a weave and she was forming cloth. And then they take that cloth and they make clothes. And it was really neat to see this thread that was being woven together and then put onto a roll. And then afterwards, of course, they began to produce different clothes. Very well quality. I mean, it was just beautiful. And so it was just one of those processes that was fun to watch. I mean, really, all these things are simple. It's a lot of things that man has been doing, again, for thousands of years. And in fact, one of the guys was doing a falconry demonstration. There were hundreds of people watching these falcons falconry has been around for, you know, 5,000-6,000 years, and it's the same processes and it's the same training that they were doing from the beginning. And they take a lot of the training and they show, you know, these birds of prey and how to use them for different, you know, tasks that we might need. And so, again, it's just really cool to see people that are taking these older skills and bringing them back to life. It's kind of a renaissance of these older skills coming back. Now, there was a lot of handcrafted leather there. Didn't really show anybody actually making anything, but, you know, you saw their wares. And so taking leather, forming it, stitching it, knowing how to use it. Of course, taking pottery, glass, blacksmithing, leather work, even using horns for different drinking or signaling, or, you know, making it as a horn or, you know, all the different things you can do with bone. It's very similar to the uses video that I do, that you've got to improvise to survive. One of the things about a grid down situation is that there's going to be a lot of time to hang out. And it's one of the things that it's been stolen from us, honestly, is, you know, with TV and all the things that go on, we have all these shows ready to watch. And it's made people to be very reclusive. We tend to stay in our homes. We tend not to go outside a lot. In a situation to where we don't have electricity, that's going to change. And there were a number of different shows going on where they were, you know, just having fun and people were getting together and laughing and as in groups. And I think that's one thing that we'll definitely see, you know, in a grid down SHTF situation. Also, musicians just playing. Now, definitely we go to concerts, we go to shows, and we do these things for special occasions. But this could be something that we rely on more and more for entertainment, to pass the time, and to have social events and to get out. The musicians they had there were really incredible. They were playing all kind of different instruments, whether it was little mandolins or harps. That was really neat, just seeing these musicians perform. And there were a lot that I just didn't film because there were so many different things out there. One thing too is of course entertainment, but in the martial arts, and there were jousts that were going on, and some sword fights. And of course this was all play, but it was really cool to see these men that had dressed up in the armor that was needed for battle and horsemanship, and doing a lot of things that were, you know, what yesteryear was a big deal. And today we seem to have lost a lot of that kind of skill. And so it was really great to see a lot of different things that you just don't typically see. Now, not only the jousting was fun to watch, but there was also archery, knife throwing, axe throwing. I mean, there was a lot of primitive weapon skills that were being shown, and you could even participate. To me, it was the medieval shooting range, is what I like to call it. It was really funny to see, but people getting out and just testing their skills, enjoying themselves. Also, the food that was being served. Now, a lot of it was just almost carnival food. It was fun. But there were a lot of type foods that were, you know, just primitively put together, really to match the Renaissance thought and theme. Turkey legs, of course, were a big one. Of course, there were ATMs available that you could use for, you know, purchasing all these different products. Of course, all this is subjective, and in an SHTF situation, what could possibly happen, you know, is just what we think, what we might, you know, perceive. But I think it's good to have some of these ideas together in your mind that you may have to face these kind of situations. And then what are your plans? A lot of times when we're prepping, we're buying up different things, but we're not thinking about maybe we need to produce a trade for ourselves. What are we going to have to offer in a grid down situation? Skills that you can learn now very easily, and we have the resources to learn those skills. What a great hobby, especially if you're already kind of into prepping and it's become part of your hobby, making it into a viable skill. And maybe, who knows, you might even start a business doing it. I may even find you at the Renaissance Festival selling your goods. But it would be a great way to be able to start to learn and start to really think about how to process different things that may be used in a grid down situation. But most of all, guys, it was a lot of fun, and I highly recommend going. So guys, if you're serious about prepping and survival, check out Survival Dispatch Insider, one of the best resources on the web. I upload one video exclusive there a week, but there's a lot of really great contributors there. I have a link down below in the description. It is well worth it. Be strong, be of good courage. God bless America. Long live the Republic. One of the things about a grid down SHFTH, of course, you know, all this is and so went and we observed this potter, and he was, you know, doing his work on the potty wheel. He was doing his work on the potty wheel. It was not really G-rated.